Okay, Patrick, 2 months ago, the Minnesota Twins had a 4.5 game lead in the American League Central. This morning, they are 10 games back of the Guardians. A 15 game swing in a bad division in 2 months.
Did I not see the fact that they are, what is it? Are they on the road? They are 7-23 or something. You know, they won 7 of their last 30. But, I mean, this is an epic collapse. I mentioned it to Judd earlier. It's actually, I was comparing it to 84, you know, the 84 year where that team shouldn't have contended, but it did. And they were 20, you know, they were terrible on the road. But they were still in it the last weekend. And that Kansas City team that beat them was way better than this Cleveland team. So, yeah, this is an epic failure. There's no doubt about it. And who gets held accountable for the fact that all their strategies of early season, of scheduled days off, and we're going to get them off their feet, the get them off the feet philosophy. Well, they got them off their feet now. They got 80% of them are off their feet. And the rumor is out tonight when they're facing Shohei Ohtani, who will pitch a no-hitter if he wants to tonight. if he has interest, he will. That Correa won't be in the lineup tonight.
That's what?
There's a very good chance Correa won't be in the lineup tonight.
We're putting the full court press on. So yeah. we've had on Bally's, we've had the double play feature a few nights ago, just how great he is turning double plays. Mm-hmm. We had Rocco being asked questions about just his great September and how he's flipped the switch in September.
Which is, by the way, bad for the Twins trying to keep him.
Yes.
He's driving up his price again. He's going to be a free agent, okay?
Yeah, his numbers are there now. His numbers are there. 20 plus home. He's a 4-win player above replacement. Yes. Like, it's all there now.
And by the way, he's a great bull slinger. He sits down in the corner. Yep. He's one of the few guys that I see come out every day. He talks to us. He talks to the reporters for 10 minutes, gives them a little something. Watching this operation, you think there's any chance in hitting the ball to right field and having it come up 10 feet short of the fence to right center field? Do you think there's any chance that this is where he would like to make his baseball home? No, zero. It's not happening.
But coming up next, we'll tell you who's going to fill in next season for Carlos Gray.
That's right. I don't know. Last night on the streaming service I use, I could only get the Royals broadcast, which wasn't bad. I only watched 2 innings anyway. So, I mean, I've joined.
You're fortunate.
I've joined the rest of Minnesota and not paying any attention to them. But I did note that they play very fast, 2 hours and 36 minutes. That's a good one. You only get 2 hits. And if second base had been home plate, they still would have gotten 1 run. Well, it didn't. They got one guy to second. Looking at the play-by-play, it looked to me like they got one guy to second. So, well, I mean.
So you think he's gone? You think he's gone for sure, Carlos Correa?
Oh God, 100%, 100%. Okay. Yeah, always. It was always 100%. As I told you, as we've said. Boris called up the Twins and said, "Do you want Correa for one season?" When he was looking for a landing place, because he wasn't getting the contract he wanted. B, any contract he signed, he had to split the agent's take with the former agent, because right. He didn't become his agent till January 17th. This way, whatever he gets, whatever the cut is, 7%, 5%, whatever it is, he gets it all. And plus, you also end up having your own guy handle his money in all likelihood. I don't know. I mean, he's a great player. He's a really good
player.
And he's kind of woke up at the plate and he's doing well, but he's not coming back here. He looks at this team and my colleague Suhan sees a great optimistic, and that's good. I'm glad somebody on the paper is, but not me. I mean, the idea that the most depressing thing should be Buxton is who we thought he was, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Well,
he
yeah.
was on pace to play 115 games, and now he has played. I saw this stat. I didn't look it up myself. Somebody put this on Twitter, but he was a Twins guy. He's played 18 games since the All-Star break.
Mm-hmm.
18 games. Mm-hmm. So, and this thing, if it was, I said this before we came on, if this thing could be surgically repaired, we would have already had surgery, right? Because now that you're, you know, you would be hearing about him heading off to the surgeon, right? So I think it's chronic, and I think it's also a reason he took $100 million when we wondered how they got him so cheap.
Yes. And it's the hip now, too. So, like, that's the thing is, it's chronic, and he is breaking down.
He's got
injuries. Yeah. No, you're right. It sounds
great
silly,
body,
but you're right.
Bad skeleton, man. He's, right. I mean, and if he comes back and you say, okay, he's got to be our DH, what good is he? You know, like, that's what we want, is somebody in center field making more plays than any other center fielder. And that's, it's, I would say that his situation right now is disaster A for this team. And then there's many to follow. The idea that, oh, hey, good, Tyler Malley can be in the rotation next year. He'll be, okay. He's twice this year he had to bail out because of
team control, Pat.
Huh?
That's the thing. It's like
team control. Say it with me. Yeah, team control.
Paddock and Malley, they're all under team control. This was the year you had Carlos Correa.
Yeah,
this year, right here, right now.
And Paddock being under control means you get to pay for his recovery.
Yeah.
You get to pay for his year off. And then, Maeda is basically on the same, he's a little later on the recovery scale time-wise from the surgery than Paddock. But Maeda missed a year and, a year and 3 months. So what makes you think Paddock will even pitch next July, and if he does, so what? He's mediocre, I see no reason for optimism to next year, because you're going to start the season without a shortstop. And you want to see Palacios there for about 3 months? Boy, is he terrible. God almighty, he's awful. He can't play in the field. He can't get a hit. Outside of that, he's pretty damn good. I don't know. And Nick can't play shortstop. They found Nick as a possible left fielder, and they found Miranda as a replacement for Sano. But when you're going through the list of missing players, Sano does not get a mention. He should not get mentioned, because him being hurt helped them. So
yes, let me ask you this: you've known. I'm going to use known in air quotes here, because I don't know if anyone really knows Jim Polad, but you've been around Jim Polad here and there over the years. Do you have any concept of how much, like, when they have these disappointing seasons like this? Last year, he told Shooter after finishing last place that he believes it's an A-plus front office still, which what does he think about all of this? Does he think about all of this?
Last year, they had a lousy season, but as I pointed out yesterday, they were coming off 101 wins and then a 36-24 record. So they were, you can give them a freebie last year, right? But the fact that you let him, try this year, there's management has nothing to do with this failure this year. The ownership, has nothing to do with this failure. They let him do what they wanted to do, and it is blowing up in his face. Here's my problem. I don't know who he listens to. I don't know who comes in and says we have to make changes. I can't believe St. Pete has that kind of power. So, Bob, his brother Bob is a pretty forceful guy. Maybe he can trigger some of that. But
I don't think Joe's banging on the door demanding firings.
But Terry, it became so obvious in 2016 that it was over, that that was an easy decision. I mean, it wasn't an easy decision for Jim Paulette because he loved Terry, but that was a layup. This is you need some serious consulting, don't you? You need somebody to listen to. You know,
if only there was a guy like John Daniels out there available to have a cup of coffee with. You know,
let's not get too excited about that. What did he do down there in Texas?
Nothing. Well, for 10 years he was lauded as one of the five best GMs in the league. Went to two World Series.
Yeah,
he's 44.
Way back then, but I don't know what the. I don't think there's any chance that the Falvey administration is done after this year. But is there somebody going to come in there and say, this is unacceptable, the way you run their pitching, your sucks, nobody gets better with your pitching philosophy, they get worse. Mm-hmm. Who's going to go in there and say, you got to make big, and why the hell did your pitching coach leave at the middle of the season?
Yes.
Who's going to go in there and tell them? What are you going to do about your pitching situation? Who are you going to get rid of among your brainiacs to come with a more logical pitching system than you have right now?
What about where this is trending is positive is my question. Like, what do you look at outside of today's Star Tribune columnist? What do you look at and say, 2023-24, I can see it. That's my problem. I don't see any positive trending. I see it actually now being more concerning because they continue to repeat the same mistakes too often.
Well, plus, maybe Wallner will turn into a big player, but Kirilloff, if you would have asked me in April what Kirilloff was going to end up doing when he was still healthy or before his wrist started acting up again, I would have thought he'd be hitting a fifth. Knock in 80 runs, hit 290, get on base a lot. Now he's 100% iffy, right? He's got they're taking off part of his arm, for God's sake. That isn't
just
good,
a
right?
bone removal of sorts. Don't worry about
arm
it.
Arm shorter. I don't like that. You had the perfect. I don't know. There's nothing. There's nothing to be optimistic about. I mean, Nick Gordon is. He's an okay player. Miranda's going to be a good DH, whatever position they play him. But who do you embrace here to say, wow? Because this division has got to get better, right? Kansas City has got to get better, right? They got to get better. And the White Sox can't be as miserable as they were this year. And Cleveland will be Cleveland. They'll pitch good and hope they can score some runs. So this is as easy as it's going to be for you in the foreseeable future. And they puked up their guts. So, I mean, there's no denying that the injuries have destroyed the lineup, but it still didn't solve all the problems. It still doesn't explain all the problems.
I still can't wrap my head around it. It's been over 6,500 days since they last won a playoff game, mm-hmm. and that's going to be extended by another 380 days or whatever it is. It's 2004. 2004 is the last time they stumbled into a playoff game victory, and we're looking. I don't think it's likely they're going to make the playoffs. Now we're going to hit 20 years. We're going to hit 20 years between playoff victories.
And that
in the wild card era.
That's the big thing in the wild card era. I mean, we were, when I grew up in baseball with two teams going to the World Series and then mm-hmm. four teams in the playoffs, it was no big deal. I mean, in the 70s, they didn't win a playoff game from 65 till 87. So, that was because they got swept in both the ALCSs that they played in. And from 71 to 87, they weren't in them. They had 17 years without being in them. So us old timers are, but obviously it is like all other sports now. The only thing that counts is what do you do in the playoffs? Because we don't, as I told you guys, when the Twins came here and then for a long time, we didn't bad. We finished third this year. We were third. That's a pretty good year. Finished 14 games behind the Yankees, but we were third. That doesn't play anymore, especially in the AL Central. And what would their record be? Although, you know, losing three to Kansas City, but we've talked about this too. You know, you only get to play 52 games against the Central next year as opposed to 76 this year. 24 games, you know, 24 games that you have a very good chance to win are now off the schedule. So,
thank God.
It's, yeah, I don't see how it's, they got a tough sell. And here's the tough sell. Their attendance this year is going to be the worst. Now, I think part of it was, you know, they didn't promote much in the off season because they didn't know what the hell the schedule was going to be and anything because of the lockout. But this is the worst attendance ever in Target Field and the worst attendance since 2001 and maybe 2000. So, you know, people have given up on them. But, hey, the Bally Sports app starts selling today. Yep. So maybe that'll happen. What's that going to cost a month?
20 if 20 bucks a month or like 17 if you do the year subscription. 17 a month if you do the year subscription.
17 a month.
So Kool-Aid included?
And huh? aren't the leagues trying to buy
the NHL?
The RSNs? Yeah.
Yes.
That's not going to work very well.
Valley is going down. Isn't there?
Sinclair.
The Sinclair is
circling the drain.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Great term. Mm-hmm.
Bankruptcy, here we come.
Oh, they can't do that. Good conservative outfit like that, they wouldn't declare bankruptcy.
I think they're threatening to, yes.
And apparently, Pat, because the Twins actually aren't included in this standalone thing, so even though the Twins aren't included in the, you know, week and a half that this app launches on Monday, because the MLB has been a lot more reluctant to do this, where the NHL has been the most forward-thinking with Sinclair, I guess, or most on Sinclair's side to make their streaming.
They're most desperate, Declan.
Yes, to make their streaming the most readily available. Sean Shapiro did a big piece on it in The Athletic today, kind of explaining it.
I was looking at the lines, by the way. I ain't impressed. I was looking at the line segment they had here, the Wild. Yeah.
Oh, the Wild lines.
They're not going to come within 15 points of what they did last year. This team's going to be a big disappointment. I looked at the
app. This is so disturbing. Play the music, Phil.
I don't like the line.
Stop it. Just stop it. Coming up next, we go inside Jack's Virgin's house.
Who the bleep is Sam Steele on your first two lines? Sam Steele. It's a made-up name out of a Superman comic.
He's no Johnny Mutt, Pat. He's not Johnny Mutt.
Who the hell is this guy? They got a bunch of nobodies. And they, you know, Greenway's hurt. He'll be back, I guess. But
yeah.
I don't know. You know, the Russian defector is... No, he's not going to be any good, better than he was last year. That's his optimal.
And he's not talking about it, Pat. Don't ask him anything about what transpired.
I wouldn't want to talk about it either if I were him. I don't want to say even a half cross.
Zuccarello's like, he's not talking about it.
Not unless mom, dad, and the rest of my family's living with me in St. Paul. I don't think I want to talk about it either. But I looked at the lines. Who are these guys?
Pat, it's a good thing hockey is random.
Is on your first line, second line, Goudreau.
They're guys that are going to shoot pucks off breezers, Pat.
Yeah.
And go right into the net.
Tip shots.
Wimpy guy. Yeah, I don't know.
Rossi's their ace in the hole, Pat. If Rossi can make the roster and he's their guy, then that's great. But
he's got as good a health record as Buxton. Yeah, he doesn't, I don't know. I'd be, if I was a Wild fan, I'd be very pessimistic.
I love the hockey breakdown there.
I like the fact that you're checking out the lines. One day in a training camp, you look at the lines.
See the lines and say, who the hell are these guys? How good can they be? I don't know who they are.
We'll tell you coming up next how good they can be. All right, Pat, we'll see you next. Oh, wait, Vikings, Lions, who wins?
Vikings.
Okay.
It's the Lions. You know, only if they were playing after last week, I'd say. How about Ed Donatell today basically lighting up Dantzler?
Yeah.
We got a little zim there. We got.
It's not me. It's them. That was my favorite. The scheme's great. The players sucked.
Yeah.
We need better execution of my amazing scheme. That's
that
great.
That did not fit into the new philosophy of the.
I think
Ed's going to be one and done for being candid. We can't have candor, man. That's not working.
Amazing.
All right,
Pat. We'll see you. Next week. All right. That deep dive into the wild line combinations was presented by our friends at Federated Mutual Insurance Company. They've been around for over 100 years, helping businesses maximize their level of success through risk management tools and resources. Find out how your business can benefit from Federated's expertise and personal relationships at federatedinsurance.com, where it's our business to protect yours. I love how we did like a 20-minute deep dive into the Twins problems, and then all of a sudden – Pat's just like,
oh, Sam Steele.
I understand. Sam Steele. It's the second Sam Steele of prominence we've had in this town.
Yep. You're right.
Christian Ponder's wife's maiden name, Santa Steele.
You've been blocked by Sam Steele.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's a story for another day for those who haven't heard it. All right. Wrapping with Ricey. See you guys.